On April 14th, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum held its 33rd annual induction ceremony. This year's festivities returned to Cleveland's public auditorium. My name is Jack Marchbanks.
And I'm Mike Foley. We attended the ceremony last month, and today we're featuring highlights from the induction speeches and the press room that evening.
And we're celebrating the music of this year's inductees, Bon Jovi.
Dire Straits.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
There's a highway to heaven.
The Cars.
Nina Simone.
Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
And the Moody Blues.
Somewhere I know I'll find you somehow. And somehow I'll return again to you.
Welcome back to the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame special on WCBE. First hour earlier this morning featured Bon Jovi and Dire Straits. Sister Rosetta Tharpe and the Cars took over hour two. And we're wrapping things up here, as the induction ceremony did last month, with Nina Simone and the Moody Blues. Jack, I know you have a lot of admiration for Simone.
Yes, this woman was a trendsetter in so many ways, a pioneer, overcame so much in her life. Nina Simone, born Eunice Wayman, February 21st, 1933, down there in Tryon, North Carolina. She worked her way north. She was actually a prodigy, playing the piano at the age of five. Nina Simone is a legend. She's an icon. She's really someone that women look up to because she was an early feminist. Her song, For Women, really lays out in just stark and riveting detail how color sometimes is destiny with African-American women and their hair texture, all these things that are still issues today she was addressing in the late 50s and early 60s. So it's not surprising that someone who's a modern analog, Mary J. Blige, who's overcome so much and, you know, came from working class roots just like Nina Simone, would see Miss Simone as a heroine, as someone she looked up to. And Mary J. Blige herself gave a riveting speech in her induction of Nina Simone.
That's right, Jack. I really felt that Simone's induction was the most moving one of the evening. It started with Blige reflecting on Simone's impact.
Nina Simone could sing anything. Nina was bold, strong, feisty, and fearless, and so vulnerable and transparent all at the same time. Her voice was so distinctive and warm and powerful. I never heard anything like it. Her songs about injustice, struggle, and black life resonate to this day. They are just as relevant to Ferguson or Baltimore or Mississippi as they were in the civil rights era. And she has influenced countless singers, including every woman and many of the men that are here on the stage today.
And accepting on behalf of Nina Simone was her brother, Samuel Wayman, who shared a story of when Simone asked him the following question.
If I hand you the torch, will you take it? And I paused and I said, yes, I'm old school, civil rights. I got marks on my back, I'm a survivor. Whoever knew 30, 40 years ago that this award that you're giving her tonight, this is the torch she was talking about. Things happen for a reason. Yeah, come on, these things happen for a reason. We don't always know why. If you admire my sister and you want to be like her and she had a dream, don't let anyone, anything stop you from your quest to be whatever you want to be. Let nothing stop you from that. Nothing. Nothing.
Wayman encouraged all brothers to protect their sisters. And later in the press room, he explained what his sister might think of the Rock Hall induction.
Well, she would be honored. She really would be. She would find it's quite unusual because she isn't exactly rock and roll. She never thought anybody really appreciated her music that much. She used to say, they don't understand me. For years, she used to think, you know, I'm blood, sweat, and tears, and I sell out all these concerts, but they don't care. She used to think that. Now, that doesn't sound cold. It's just that she didn't think that the recognition of this country would appreciate someone as individualistic as herself.
And among the performances to honor Simone, a couple of incredible displays of vocal talent from Audra Day, backed by The Roots, with Questlove. They really just, you know, scintillated. They were on fire. And here's one of the songs that sounded so right that night.
I put a spell on you. Because you're my better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying.
Just part of an amazing performance there. So many songs from Nina to choose from for a special here.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll leave it to you, Jack, to take it over.
Yes, we could do a whole special, 3 hours on Nina Simone and her music. But the song, Mike, that made her a star, ironically, was one she did not write. It was a Gershwin tune, I Love You Porgy, from the movie Porgy and Bess. And her passionate, painful rendition just rocketed up the charts. It's one of the few jazz songs and one of the few Gershwin songs that actually made the top 10.
Let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
When he calls me, but
you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care, taking my friends out for a mighty good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. But then I began to fall so low, couldn't find no friends, had no place to go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till the eagle grins. Nobody wants you. When you're down and out, in your pockets not one penny, and your friends you haven't got any. Just as soon as you get up on your feet again, here they all come. They say that they're your long lost friends. Oh, oh Lord, without a doubt, nobody wants you. Nobody needs you. Nobody wants you. When you're down and out, nobody wants you.
Make him love and shoot my way. at night, empty his pockets, and she wreck his days, and she make him love her, then she shoo fly away. She got a black dress on for $1,000. She wail and she moan. My skin is black, my arms are long, my hair is woolly, my back is strong, strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. Skin is yellow, my hair is long, between two worlds I do belong. My father was rich and white, he forced my mother late. What do they call me? My name is Sophronia. My name is Sophronia.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's it's alright. It's alright. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's alright. It's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold and lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since you've been here.
Nina Simone's beautiful cover of the Beatles tune, Here Comes the Sun. Before that, Four Women, Sea Line Woman, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, and I Loves You, Porgy. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame special on WCBE 90.5. One more band to go as we recap the April 14th ceremony, and that's the Moody Blues, Jack.
Oh my goodness. And inducting the Moody Blues, and I was really surprised by this because we saw clips of her with the monitor feed when we were in the press room, was Ann Wilson, Ann Wilson of Heart. I last saw Ann Wilson, Mike, of all places, Los Angeles, when she and her sister and her band were inducted into the Rock Hall in 2013. When you think of Heart, they really do have a kind of Led Zeppelin edge to a lot of their riffs. But what was just fascinating to me was that Ann Wilson was a psychedelic alt rocker at heart. Days of Future Past, the classic alt rock, progressive rock piece that the Moody Blues did back in the 60s, which was really first based on them doing a piece of classical work. She mentioned that as what inspired her to get into music, and I would have never guessed that the Moody Blues were who inspired Ann Wilson to start her band.
That's right, Jack. In fact, Wilson wanted to be part of the ceremony so much that she wrote a letter asking to present the Moody Blues into the Rock Hall. She explained why later in the press room.
When I was 16 and they released Days of Future Past in 1967, that was the album that really hit home in my soul. and I kept on listening. I mean, their music had great melodies, fantastic poetry, great playing, philosophy, metaphysics. I mean, all those things meant a lot to me then. Justin Hayward's songwriting was the thing that inspired me to start writing songs. Yeah, I just think they're a fantastic band that has it all. They don't fit the classic rock and roll band stereotype, maybe, of, you know, dark guys wearing black and skull rings and stuff. That's not them at all, but they are, to me, have made a real mark, and they sure have filled my life, you know, for a long time.
Denny Lane began the acceptance speeches for the Moody Blues and had some fun at his short but important 2-year stint with the band.
Well, I won't keep you long, since I wasn't in the band that long, all right? But Mike and Ray came up to me. They wanted to form a new band, and I said, if we can play blues music, yeah. But I'm really pleased to say that these guys got rid of the blue suits and went on to other things, and I'm a big fan. So there you go. The Moody Blues, I love you. All right.
Justin Hayward closed out the acceptance speeches.
This is the home of our heroes, and we all know that. Until the Beatles came along and changed the world. But this is the home of my heroes, and to be celebrated even in the same street, in the same building, in the same town, even as Buddy Holly and the Everly Brothers. And tonight, the woman who showed us how it all should be done, that's Nina Simone. Of course, all of the thanks and gratitude really go to the Moody Blues fans and for giving us this wonderful life in music.
Mike, let's kick the Moody Blues set list off with one of Ann Wilson's favorites, The Rocker Ride My Seesaw.
Take chasing the clouds away. Something calls to me. The trees are drawing me near. I've got to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all with a sigh.
Your Wildest Dreams by the Moody Blues. Before that, Blue Guitar, a song credited to just two Moodys, Justin Hayward and John Lodge, who collaborated on an album in 1975 during the band's hiatus. 10cc also lending some musicianship to that song. Before that, I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, Tuesday Afternoon, Gemini Dream, and Ride My Seesaw. Well, Jack, another special just about complete here. So thankful to have been a part of the 2018 inductions and share this production with you. You're springing for next year's ceremony in New York for us, right?
Mike, you can call Uber. They might be able to take you there.
Come on.
Going to be flying. No. It depends on who they're inducting. We can work it out.
We could do a whole show on who should be in and who should not be in, but we wanted to celebrate the class, right?
Oh, well, we're celebrating the class of 2018 right now, but next year, New York again, and if the inductees are right, Mike and I will be there.
Well, since it's time for us to go, it seems fitting to close out with Go Now. We heard Denny Lane's brief comments, poking fun at his short time with the Moody Blues. Lane actually had a longer tenure with another legendary performer, one Jack and I had the privilege of seeing last time the inductions were in Cleveland back in 2015, and that's Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah, he played in Wings. This actually worked out for Denny Lane. You know, he sort of like side-doored it with the Moody Blues, but he really was in the Wings far longer than he was in the Moody Blues, so he's a lucky guy.
That he is, and since the Moody Blues closed out this year's Rock Hall inductions without Lane on stage, we'll close out the show with one of their biggest hits, Go Now.
But a special live version featuring Lane with McCartney and all the members of the Wings band, including Linda, right around their peak in 1976. Thanks for joining us for the 2018 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame special. My name is Jack Marchbanks.
And I'm Mike Foley. A reminder that you can listen to all 3 hours of our special online at WCBE.org. Also see some photos we took from the evening. And HBO begins its airing of the ceremony tonight at 8.
Thanks for listening.
We've already said. Yeah.